On our experience profile, there's a section called Accessibility Admission, which you are welcome to fill out or to leave blank, whichever you prefer. It doesn't have a detrimental effect if you use it or if you don't use it, but it's a chance for you to tell us more extensive information about your background, if you consider yourself to be part of a visible minority, if you have Native ancestry, if there have been any physical or emotional or mental challenges along the way, anything that you think will have had an impact on your performance in the academic field or on something that you want us to take into consideration as we look at your application. So that's where you let us know that kind of information.
Okay, and do other universities have similar policies? And do you have anything different than that?
No, ours is primarily the same. Information can be accessed through the education website specifically in regards to it.
I would say for Laurier, the key thing is that ours is due December 1. You can choose to self-identify, and I really want to echo strongly that it would never disadvantage your application in any way.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to elaborate on ours, which is pretty much the same if of Aboriginal descent in a visible minority or for physical or mental disabilities that you feel have affected your ability to achieve or would affect your application. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. But for that, again, it doesn't hinder your application and it is entirely voluntary, but it does apply more weight to your application. And at Trent, if you don't meet the MARC requirements of the 70% average, we will still read your application if you filled out the equity admissions form. So if you feel that your marks aren't strong enough, but you do fit into one of those classes for equity admissions, your application will still be considered with that form.
I just need to add one thing. We do still require the 70% minimum. So even if you do apply for accessibility admission, you still have to meet that 70% minimum requirement. I think that's important to note because that's a good distinction to make.